This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Fogel is home, back on U.S. soil, as a lot of people are so deeply moved and relieved. And this story broke after the lunch hour yesterday. And in the next half hour, somebody who knew the family very well, our own Paul Alexander, will join us to talk about that and the good news for Mark Fogel and his family. Meanwhile, we had detailed Monday about the efforts to move the tent villages that have popped up all over town and have been around and in place for a long time here in the city and the county. And one of the things that intrigued us was we talked to KDKTV's Barry Pintar, who covered part of the story about right in front of the county jail between there and the river, there were 50 tents on a small strip of land under an overpass, and they were all removed. Now, some people might say, well, where did they all go? Did they just get shooed to other places? No, in this case, conversations about where to go and encouraging them that there could be help. Joining us from Light of Life Rescue Mission, we have Annie Cairns with us, who's a senior marketing and communications manager, and Lloyd Massey, community engagement liaison. Welcome to the Big K Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Walk us through the process that goes on to try to convince somebody who's living in a tent that they have a better option.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely a Lloyd question, as he's more of our boots on the ground guy for the street outreach team. So I'll let him take that one.
You know, so what we did was we prepared them and we offered them resources at Light of Life Day Center and what we could do there. Like, they can come in and shower, they get case management, plus we have different agencies come to our day center to also work alongside with us to offer them resources, such as assisting with housing, clothing, job search, ID search. So multiple opportunities are offered to them, and we do let them know that we don't want them just to move to another location and stay, you know, houseless, but we do extend a, you know, hand to help them out.
And we have heard, and Barry told us yesterday, that there were people calling from other cities because of the success of being able to do this, and hopefully it sticks for most of them, but a lot of places can't figure out how you guys did it.
Yeah, and, you know, Larry, I know that you and Jarrell talk often, our executive director, with the mission, just like all things homelessness. And, you know, often he talks about, specifically for this one, you know, I just want to speak into the progress that has been made in removing the downtown encampments. It's positive, you know, but only if those individuals have found housing, which we've learned some of them have. And the county execs, 500 and 500 housing plan is wonderful in a sense where at its, you know, most crucial time where temperatures have been plummeting around the city, in Pittsburgh and just around the country, you know, housing is extremely important, you know, as it's dangerous to be outside in the cold. But some may view it as just a drop in the bucket because we know at Light of Life, just this past month, 1,000 people were evicted from their homes. And we know, you know, many of those individuals may have found somewhere else to bunk up with friends or family support, but you know, there are many who do not have that as an option and find themselves back out on the street. And Light of Life knows, based on our own internal data alongside hundreds of other rescue missions across the country, that housing first, you know, only works for about 25% of that population. And housing alone does not guarantee stability. For the other, let's say 75%, wraparound services like job training, financial counseling, addiction recovery, you know, really help get those individuals experiencing homelessness back out on their feet in a more permanent capacity. You know, many individuals experiencing homelessness face mental health challenges. We need to provide them with those more wraparound services. Our street outreach team helps to bridge that gap. You know, they play a vital role in connecting individuals like those living in encampments to housing, but also ensuring they receive other resources like medical care and addiction support, employment resources. You know, our street outreach team goes out daily, and then they can bring people back to the shelter and help them gain identification, which is a huge barrier into gaining a job, for example. So when other, you know, cities are excited about seeing the movement that Pittsburgh's doing, I think it's sort of like a wholesome thing, right? Like, we're removing the encampments around the city, but giving them housing. But I want to make sure that, you know, we're still working towards those programs and services that provide the wraparound services, because that's so important.
Well, Light of Life Mission Rescue has done an amazing job on our north side for a long time. Annie Lloyd, appreciate the work that you do every day. Thank you for the update. It's progress. It's not a complete solution, but at least it's a step in the right direction.
Yes,
and thank you both.
Definitely a step. Thank you, Larry.
You got it.
Thank you, Larry. You as well.
Coming up in the next half hour, again, we're going to talk to Paul Alexander, who knows the Fogle family, about Mark Fogle's return on the Big